News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The cost of living crisis is not only not over, but it never happened, according to IBEX CEO Danny McCoy. We're joined now by Danny and by Irish Examiner columnist Fergus Finlay. Danny, just set out your stall. Why do you think the crisis never actually happened?
Good morning. Good morning, Shane. So look, clearly we're dealing with a very high cost of living in Ireland. My point was this notion that the average household has experienced a crisis, which appears to be coming back through the media, through people on the doorstep and so on, self-fulfilling, is to deem something a crisis when incomes have been growing in line with those price increases. The government, through its welfare payments and through minimum wage increases, but also the employers have been increasing wages throughout the same period. So it's not to say that we haven't experienced the cost of living going up. It's this notion of deeming a crisis, which I think it does a disservice to those who actually are in crisis, and that the resources that we've had have been given to everybody, to the average, when in fact, when you stand back from it, the average disposable income in Ireland has actually been growing in line ahead of the inflation over particularly the last decade, but even in the last couple of years, because we have actually been compensating for those elevated costs. But that's not everybody's story.
Okay, how about that, Fergus Finlay? Calling it a crisis does a disservice to those actually in need. For most people, their incomes have increased in line with price increases.
In fairness to Danny, it's a great example of how you can prove almost everything with statistics. But it's also an example of what Mark Twain said about lies, damn lies, and statistics. Danny, you should... I'm old enough, Danny, to remember when IBEX argued against equal pay and how it was going to be the end of civilization as we know it, equal pay for women. This is just a bit of special pleading, isn't it? The real worry here is that employers might have to pay a bit more because of the cost of living crisis. When you look at the fact that there is an entire generation now, and that's not an exaggeration, the entire generation pretty well locked out of the housing market. When you look at the cost of rents, when you look at the cost of energy, when you look at the impact on a fixed pension of inflationary increases in energy, there is absolutely no doubt that there's a cost of living crisis. Absolutely no doubt.
Okay, Danny,
and the fact that it doesn't affect everybody doesn't mean that it isn't a crisis.
All right, let Danny come back in. Special pleading on your part, and when you look at things like rent, energy, and so on, it is hitting everyone.
Well, first of all, it couldn't possibly be hitting everybody when not everybody rents in this country to start with. And also on the energy, we've seen that the government have actually put over €1 billion on a number of budgets into the hands of every household through the energy credits. And my argument was that those who need it most should have been targeted for that. And my main point here is about deeming stuff a crisis when it's not. We also know that not only have average incomes gone up in line with inflation, we also know that average households have elevated savings. There was €158 billion in the banking system last night. And actually, I think it was Disraeli who said lies, damn lies and statistics, but I could be wrong on that one, is that what we're looking at here is that I'm just saying that deeming things a crisis when we have other crises to deal with does a disservice. And in fact, we have to acknowledge that that is not the problem. It is the actual provision of services. And so to direct money to chase after a crisis that I don't believe exists for the average, I think is a waste of resources and in fact fuels the problems that we're actually should be dealing with.
I don't know, Danny, have you the faintest idea of how tone-deaf that sounds, how completely tone-deaf? I work in communities where families struggle to meet their kids. I work with older people.
I will let Danny come in. I think what his argument is, it's actually doing a disservice to those people who are genuinely affected by the cost of living.
To call it a crisis, because that's what they're facing. They're facing a cost of living crisis. A crisis in their
some people are for that's my point.
Living.
Some people
but
are,
not,
and
not
to,
a
to
point,
actually
to
conflate
to
that then with the average.
Crisis. To say it's not a crisis because not everybody's suffering is nonsense. It's just nonsense. It's a bit like saying that Because Limerick gets a terrible flood, it's not a crisis because it doesn't affect Bray. It's that
well,
kind of
argument. It's to everybody in the country as a result of that. That actually is a waste of resources, which is deeming it a crisis for everybody misses the point, Fergus.
Yeah, okay. But you must realise, Danny, that what you're doing is minimising suffering. That's the only thing you're doing here is minimising suffering by saying not really a crisis at all.
Resources be directed to people who are actually impacted by this.
Why didn't you put it that way? Why didn't you write a piece that says more resources?
Fergus, if you did a little bit of due diligence,
you're slightly talking over yourself. So let Danny respond to that, and I'll let you Fergus.
So first of all, I didn't write anything on this. It was a point I was making in the current election where people are talking about a crisis if it applies to everybody. I was making the point that it's not a crisis for most. And then there was a response in terms of what we're seeing as the reaction to this crisis is to direct resources at everybody. That was the point I was making.
Okay, Fergus?
I mean, I would only agree with Danny to the extent that I think short-term and once-off resources were directed at everybody. And what really is needed is that targeted resources be directed where they're needed. But they need to be sustained long-term resources. But that doesn't minimise the fact that people really are suffering, and they're suffering across the board. There's a pretty universal crisis in the cost of living, and there has been since COVID. And it has done damage. It has done enormous damage to the social fabric of the country and the family.
Increased simultaneously. You've got to acknowledge that the incomes have increased simultaneously, as have the welfare payments. So even when we give people double weekly payments, which I agree we should do, that's a 2% increase. If you do two of them a year, that's 4% in addition to the rate going up. We are increasing incomes across our
society. But it's all once-off, Danny. It's all once-off. It's not it's not sustained.
And that's something we agree on, is that we direct it. That's something we can agree on, that we actually direct it. But deeming something a kind of a pan-crisis is doing disservice to people who actually are in crisis.
Gentlemen, we do have to leave it there. IBEX CEO Danny McCoy, Irish Examiner columnist Fergus Finlay, thanks to both of you for joining us. Let us know which side of the argument you're on. 087 1400 100.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.